Supplemental Security Income, SSI in the District of Columbia. SSA publication number 05-11162. January 2012. The contents of this publication are: what is SSI? Medical assistance. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Other social services. Monthly SSI payments. Contacting Social Security. What is SSI? SSI, or Supplemental Security Income, is a federal program that provides monthly cash payments to people in need. SSI is for people who are 65 or older, as well as for blind and disabled people of any age, including children. To qualify, you also must have little or no income and few resources. This means that the value of the things you own must be less than $2,000 if you are single, or less than $3,000 if you are married. The value of your home does not count if you live in it. Usually the value of your car does not count, and the value of certain other resources such as a burial plot may not count either. To receive SSI, you also must apply for any other cash benefits you may be able to get. You must live in the United States or Northern Mariana Islands to receive SSI. If you are not a U.S. citizen, but you are lawfully residing in the United States, you may still be able to receive SSI. For more information, ask for a copy of Supplemental Security Income for Non-Citizens, publication number 05-11051. The District of Columbia adds money only to the federal payment of individuals living in adult foster care homes and individuals living in Medicaid facilities. Persons in these living arrangements receive a single payment at the beginning of each month that includes both the federal SSI payment and the supplement from the District of Columbia. Medical assistance. If you receive SSI, you usually can get medical assistance, Medicaid, automatically. If you have questions about Medicaid, contact your local Department of Human Services. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. If you receive SSI, you may be able to get help through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. SNAP can help you buy more food without spending more money. However, Social Security does not decide if you qualify for SNAP. If you live in a household where everyone is applying for or receiving SSI, you can apply for SNAP at a Social Security office. If not, you must apply at your local Department of Human Resources. Other social services. Other services you may be able to get through your local Department of Human Services include information, referral, and follow-up services, exploration of service needs, and liaison with service providers. For more information, contact your local Department of Human Services. Monthly SSI payment amounts. Not all SSI recipients receive the maximum amount. Your payment may be lower if you have other income. Independent living status. 2012 total monthly payments. Eligible person,
$698.
Eligible couple,
$1,048.
Living in someone else's household,
2012 total monthly payments.
Eligible person,
$465.34.
Eligible couple,
$698.67.
Medicaid facility, zero. Eligible person, $70. Eligible couple, $140. Adult foster care home, 50 beds or less.
2012 total monthly payments.
Eligible person,
$1,183.
Eligible couple,
$2,366.
Adult foster care home, over 50 beds,
$2,012 total monthly payments.
Eligible person,
$1,293.
Eligible couple,
$2,586.
Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213. For the deaf or hard of hearing, call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.